Next case, 10,924 G. Kevin Toluca, north of Route 16, Brawl Hill Road, approximately 400 feet east of Road 236, Turkle Road. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Mr. Sharp.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic and Carmine, located here in Georgetown, Delaware. I represent the applicants, Linda Zimmerman and her siblings, along with the current property owner, Kevin Toluca, who seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement of 15 feet. More specifically, we are seeking a 10.7-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing detached garage-type barn. This encroaching structure has been in its current location on the property since 1986. Ms. Zimmerman and her five siblings inherited this property from their father upon his death in March of 2008. At the time of inheritance, Ms. Zimmerman and her siblings were unaware of any encroachment as a result of the existing improvements to the property. Ms. Zimmerman only became aware of the violation when a survey was prepared on November 1st of 2011 on behalf of Mr. Toluca, who did purchase the property on December 21st of 2011. This property is unique as it's a large parcel with improvements isolated on the front left corner of the parcel. The driveway is parallel to the side yard set, the side yard, and the garage type barn is located at the rear of the driveway. So it's very logically placed. The circumstances surrounding this variance request are also unique, as this property was inherited by Ms. Zimmerman and her siblings with the current encroachment. This hardship was not self-created by the current property owner or by Ms. Zimmerman, Mr. Chalupka's predecessor in title. These improvements have remained in the same location again since 1986. At this juncture, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code, as it would be necessary to remove the large garage-type structure, which has been in its current place for 26 years. The cost of removal would be excessive, and it's very unlikely that the structure would be able to withstand relocation, as it would definitely be compromised, or as the structural integrity would definitely be compromised by the removal. Therefore, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. If authorized, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor be detrimental to public welfare, as again, it's been there for 26 years. And it's our opinion that it will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And for those reasons, we respectfully request that the board grant this variance request.
Excellent. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
There was a permit, an accessory structure. Madam Secretary, is that correct on 9287 that the Planning and Zoning approved that?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
CO number issued?
Yes.
It was issued.
Permit was taken out in 86 and the certificate of compliance was issued in 87.
I can see the reason behind that. It was 600 square feet or under, and that structure is 651.8 tenths of a foot. So if you're out there as an inspector pulling a tape, just for your information,
yes.
It gets a little close.
No, it does.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hatton?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No question.
And Mr. Callahan?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Is there an applicant here to...
There is not. Unfortunately, the applicant is technically the sellers, along with Mr. Chalupka, and they're out of state and were unable to attend.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion on case number 10,924.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mrs. Carmine, is it still?
Yes.
Okay. I think Mrs. Carmine has addressed the standards very well regarding the request. As far as uniqueness, she pointed out that the driveway makes it unique. The inheritance makes it unique. And the request being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for the those folks that are inheriting the property obviously wasn't created by the applicant because I assume because of inheritance he's no longer with us. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And she also pointed out that it was a minimum request to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,924.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,924. All those in favor? Mr. Rickards?
I agree.
Okay.
Yes, I think she met the standard for granting the variance.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I agree.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
I also then for the reasons that have been stated. So all in, so motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Case number